from the time that hormonal birth control became a thing in the 1950s, there's been one organization that has said consistently, maybe we should rethink this. Maybe this isn't the best option for you. Maybe there's another option for doing what you want to be doing, which is spacing babies. And maybe we should avoid the use of this hormonal contraception. Y'all, there is this article that is going around that is taking the culture by storm this week. I have seen it all over the place. I've seen it all over Instagram. Brett Cooper did a YouTube video about it. Like, I have seen videos about this article everywhere. The article is called "Women Are Getting Off Birth Control Amid Misinformation Explosion" from the Washington Post. And what is so fascinating to me and what I want to talk to you guys about is that the things that this article is talking about, the Catholic Church has been saying for like 70 years, basically. So let me read you pieces of this article and process the bold statement I just made. You and I can talk about this together. All right, search for birth control on TikTok or Instagram and a cascade of misleading videos vilifying hormonal contraception appear. Young women blaming their weight gain on the pill, right-wing commentators claiming that some birth control can lead to infertility, testimonials complaining of depression and anxiety. Instead, many social media influencers recommend natural alternatives, such as timing sex to menstrual cycles, a less effective birth control method that doctors warn could result in unwanted pregnancies in a country where abortion is now banned or restricted in nearly half of the states. Okay, the article goes on to talk about all of the ways that all of that is garbage, all of the ways that birth control is totally safe, all the ways that it's totally something that you can trust, and all the ways that all of these like right-wing commentators and social media influencers are leading people astray. Okay, first of all, it is amazing to me that this article was published when there is lots and lots of research out there about the dangers of hormonal birth control. The things that these influencers are saying, the things that these commentators are saying, are things that some people have actually been saying the entire time that birth control has been available, that it is not actually very safe for you, that it is not actually very healthy for you, that there are actually really intense, very scary side effects that can come when you take this medication, but they are given, this medication is given out to women from the time that they start their cycles, 12, 13, 14 years old, when they're complaining of actual symptoms that are really, really difficult, really intense acne, really intense painful periods, really irregular cycles, like things that hormonal mood disruptions, depression, anxiety, like all of these things that women are experiencing. And then they're told, just take this birth control pill and it will make it better. Fast forward to now when a lot of these women who've been on these pills for like 10, 20 years are trying to get pregnant. They're having a really hard time getting pregnant. There's a huge spike, a huge rise in artificial reproductive technologies because infertility is on the rise. Like there is so much going on out there that the Washington Post and other people are turning a blind eye to. And that's what people are calling out. People are calling out that there is this they're calling it a cascade of misinformation, which is ironic because what they are publishing is a cascade of misinformation about how healthy these hormones are for women. And there are now people who are just having enough. There are people who are like, I'm just not going to do this anymore. And there are options out there for you to use to plan your family in a way that is actually much, much healthier for your body. So that is the kind of the cultural, that's kind of the cultural landscape if you're not aware of it. The point that I want to make is when you actually get into it and you recognize that hormonal birth control actually is not wonderful for you. Hormonal birth control actually has a lot of physical negative side effects for your body. Hormonal birth control is actually something that is just not a healthy choice. Like the healthy choice is get to the root of what the problem is and then treat the problem, right? Why are you having acne? Why are your periods really painful? Why are you having tremendous mood swings? Like that's not the way that cycles should be. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing it. That's not the way that cycles should be. You should feel like a little blah, but you shouldn't be having debilitating pain. You shouldn't be having really intense hormonal side effects. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing that. And if it's the first time you're hearing that, please know that there are answers out there that are not just the hormonal birth control band-aid over the symptoms. Actually going and getting testing and figuring out what is at the root of the symptoms you're facing and then treating those symptoms at the root. There's a whole branch of doctors, a whole branch of medicine that is getting to the root of it and solving these issues. And aside from the hormonal things that birth control offers, they're saying that the natural methods of avoiding a pregnancy, like timing your cycle and timing intercourse to your cycle or periodic abstinence in the midst of your cycle to avoid a pregnancy is less effective. Okay, that is also just so silly because the way that the science works is the couple is only fertile like 1/4 of the time, right? Men are fertile all the time. men, you could literally conceive a baby at any moment. Your body will step up to the challenge and produce sperm whenever. But women are only fertile when there is an egg. The egg is only produced once a month. The egg is only alive for 24 hours. And the environment in the woman's body can keep the sperm alive to reach the egg for 3 to 5 days. Once you recognize what the signs of fertility are, you can learn what they are. You can recognize when that 3 to 5 day window is where the sperm will be kept alive, the 24 hours where the egg is kept alive, and then the egg dies, and then there's no more egg. So there's no more pregnancy, right? If you actually learn the woman's body and you learn when that period of fertility is, and you do avoid, you do engage in periodic abstinence in that window to avoid a pregnancy, that is much more effective. Just objectively speaking, scientifically speaking, if you have sex when there's no egg, there's no baby, right? It's much more effective than having sex when there is an egg, but trying to do something to prevent the egg from fertilizing or prevent the fertilized egg from implanting. Like, just logically speaking, like, I don't know why we're not using our brains anymore. That logically speaking, sex with no egg means no baby. Like, that biologically speaking makes perfect sense, right? They're like, these natural methods of avoiding a pregnancy just don't work. Now, it does rely on the human's ability to use the natural abstinence, right, when they don't want to. But birth control also relies on the human's ability to, like, take the pill or put on the condom or pull out at the right time. Like, the way that they're framing this is just so not helpful. And the point that I'm trying to make in this video is that this article has called out people who are, and basically the article is saying all these people are lying. I don't think that these people are lying. I think these people are telling the truth, because if you look at the language of the body and what the body is doing, sex with no egg means no baby is even possible. Now, it is relying on the human's ability to make the choice to engage in the abstinence. And that is tricky, but that is a whole other conversation. That isn't a conversation about science. That's a conversation about the human will and freedom and engaging your will, right? So this article is saying that all of these people are wrong. All of the people are saying, no, we're not. I'm on the side of no, we're not. And I'm hoping that by the time you're at this point in the video, you're also like thinking, oh, wait, maybe not. Like, maybe that hormonal contraception isn't actually good for you. Maybe periodic abstinence actually could be a good thing. The point of all of this, the reason why I was so excited to make a video for you about it is, from the beginning of when contraception came out, contraception as a whole, but particularly hormonal birth control, from the time that hormonal birth control became a thing in the 1950s, there's been one organization that has said consistently, maybe we should rethink this. Maybe this isn't the best option for you. Maybe there's another option for doing what you want to be doing, which is spacing babies. Maybe there is a way to be doing this that is actually better for you. And maybe we should avoid the use of this hormonal contraception. That organization is the Catholic Church. That organization has been completely vilified for this stance and other things, but for the topic of this conversation, that stance. The Pope that came out and officially said that this is what the church teaches, and said in a different way, the Pope that came out and said hormonal birth control does not uphold your dignity, please don't use it because it will not lead to your happiness at the end of the day, that Pope was Paul VI. The document was Humanae Vitae. In Humanae Vitae, Pope Paul VI was like, this is God's design. This is not in keeping with your dignity. Please don't do it. We need other people to step up and explain a lot of the reason why that's the case. A young Polish priest named Father Karol Wojtyła took up that challenge, wrote a very, very, very long explanation of the dignity of the human person, the dignity of masculinity and femininity, the dignity of the feminine body, why it's so beautiful, why it's worth protecting, how to engage in intimacy in a way that it upholds the dignity of both men and women. That document is called The Theology of the Body. It's called Man and Woman, He Created Them, A Theology of the Body. And it just blows my mind that all these years ago, all of this information was out there and so few people listened to it. And now, what, 70, 75 years later, all these people who have nothing to do with the Catholic Church, who maybe even have vilified the Catholic Church in the past for saying these things, are now realizing, hold on, from a morality aside, right, from a moral perspective, the moral effect of birth control, contraception, whatever, on your soul, morality aside, this stuff just isn't good for humans. It doesn't help humans flourish. It doesn't lead to humans' happiness. What we thought would decrease our suffering in letting us have sex with whoever we wanted, whenever we wanted, without any sort of consequence, is actually leading to a tremendous increase in human suffering. And maybe we should rethink this. The Catholic Church has been saying this the entire time. And I think it is worth noting that even though we have this huge medical community who've been pushing this pill, as it's coming out, this element of their research is not particularly trustworthy. That's why all this is happening. Like later in the article, it goes on to say, like, because of physicians' longstanding lack of transparency, people are worrying that they're not trustworthy anymore, basically. Longstanding lack of transparency. Said in a different way, the trust is broken for a lot of people in a lot of ways when it comes to trusting doctors with hormonal birth control. And so they're seeking alternative methods because the doctors aren't, some doctors aren't talking about it. There's a whole group of doctors who is. We'll put a link to that in the description of this video. But as a whole, the OB-GYN kind of reproductive medicine, there's not a lot of trust there. I want to pitch to you that there is a trustworthy voice in the culture who has been talking about your good this entire time, who has not wavered, who has just quietly borne with silent humility the blows that have been inflicted about people not liking it. But actually, it turns out that they have been speaking the truth the entire time, and that is the Catholic Church. What I want to pitch to you is if something comes up in what the church teaches and you don't like it, instead of just throwing everything out, instead of just throwing the church's teachings out, instead of just throwing like the church out as a whole, like that's stupid and antiquated and lame and I don't like it and I don't want to do it, I'm going to go do something else. What if we just gave the church the benefit of the doubt, right? The church's teachings. What if we just go into the church's teaching? What if you just give 15 minutes to going to read the catechism of the Catholic Church and finding out what the church actually teaches about this particular issue, and just hold space for this idea that's different than yours. And maybe you'll find something very surprising there. I think it is very noteworthy that in this time where all of this focus is on the deception around birth control, how birth control isn't good for you, what are some options out there that could be good and helpful and achieve an end in a way that is better and healthier, that the church has been saying this entire time. Yes, there are moral reasons. That's outside the scope of this talk. There are moral reasons why contraception isn't good for you and isn't going to lead to your happiness. And we have lots of videos about that. We'll link some of those. I could talk more about it if you want me to. Drop a note in the comment section. I would love to know what you want to hear about. But morality aside, like we're just going to put morality aside for the scope of this conversation. And recognize that we're all now in agreement that perhaps the birth control option isn't a great, hormonal birth control isn't a great option for you, for human thriving. It's not good for feminine bodies. There are other options out there. And the Catholic Church has been saying that this entire time. She has had your best interest at heart this entire time. And she has been right and rooting for you this entire time. So maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth it. In the future, when you have this area in your heart that conflicts with what the church teaches, to maybe, just maybe, spend some time trying to figure out what she's saying, and is she maybe also right about that too?